I'm Tamara Steele. In this week's show, a lot of anger and political fallout this week after the province announces emergency rooms in six communities will close overnight beginning in March. New Brunswick's health authorities announced a series of sweeping health care reforms this past week. The changes are meant to help address, among other things, a severe shortage of medical professionals. As part of the changes, emergency departments in Sussex, Sackville, Perth Andover, St. Anne-de-Kent, Caraquet, and Grand Falls will be closed overnight starting March 11th. Each of these hospitals will get one new nurse practitioner to help provide care to non-urgent cases. Here's Horizon Health Network CEO Karen McGrath outlining some of the changes during a news conference held February 11th.
As president and CEO of Horizon Health Network, I know these changes will improve the quality of health care delivered to New Brunswickers for years to come. These changes are based on a careful and thorough review of Horizon's programs and services, coupled with the needs of our patients and our clients, and of course, the reality of our staffing resources. I have recommended these changes to government to ensure Horizon is able to continue delivering quality and safe care to all New Brunswickers. In order to do this and really improve care, we must make significant changes to the way we're currently doing things. Too often, our facilities are facing decisions on whether to temporarily close beds and units. This is not the way healthcare should be delivered. New Brunswickers deserve better. We realize there are parts of Horizon that are not working as well as they could and should. We also understand that things are not going to magically improve overnight. It's time to act to make the changes that are needed today for a healthier tomorrow. To truly improve health outcomes for our patients and clients, increase access and eliminate the service interruptions that have been plaguing our healthcare system, the following changes will be implemented within the next 3 months. Three Horizon facilities are part of this change: Hotel Dieu St. Joseph in Perth Andover, Sackville Memorial Hospital, and Sussex Health Center. At each of these facilities, the emergency departments will change from offering 24-hour service 7 days a week to operating 8 a.m. till midnight, 16 hours a day, 7 days a week, with the last patient being registered at 10 p.m. This will be effective March 11th of this year. These emergency departments will continue to be staffed by a physician, registered nurses, and support staff who will have access to diagnostic equipment such as X-ray, blood work, and specimen collection. We understand that these changes may cause concern to some, since we all know emergencies can happen at any time of the day or night. The reality is that on average, these emergency departments saw only 5 patients per night, and most of these cases were not emergencies. In critical situations such as trauma, heart attacks, and strokes, ambulances also often take patients directly to larger centers where they can access the specialized services they need. As you know, we recently announced our intention to add more nurse practitioners into the system. We understand these rural communities are also dealing with access issues to their primary healthcare providers. So I'm very pleased to announce that we will be adding a nurse practitioner in each of these 3 communities. By adjusting the hours of the emergency departments and adding a nurse practitioner to these communities, we will be able to provide primary care to even more patients. The next change at these 3 facilities involves their inpatient care units. Inpatient units at these 3 facilities will now focus on providing care for patients that are waiting for an alternate level of care, such as community care or nursing homes. That means inpatient beds will be converted to chronic care beds, and patients requiring acute or hospital care will no longer be admitted to these facilities. Our current hospital environment is not set up to provide optimal care for these patients. On average, they wait in our hospital 90 days. By having specialized units for these patients, they will be provided the appropriate care and the resources and support they require and they deserve. To better serve seniors, Horizon's long-term plan is to renovate these inpatient units to focus on seniors by creating an environment that contains a dining room and common areas to be used for socialization and activities. This will improve the care that we provide to these patients by reducing the time that they are spending in their beds. We hope to keep them healthier longer. We believe this change better meets the needs of New Brunswick's aging population.
A conservative MLA serving the Sussex area says he cannot support plans to eliminate overnight ER coverage at several hospitals. Bruce Northrup represents the Sussex area, one of six communities which will be affected by the changes. Pulse NB's Brad Perry spoke with Northrup about his decision.
Now, I know you mentioned, you know, you did a lot of information gathering between, you know, talking with health officials, talking with constituents. Was there anything that really stood out to you that kind of swayed your decision, or was it just, you know, kind of a combination of everything that that you heard and all the information you gathered?
It was a kind of combination of everything, but I guess a couple of things that stuck out that, as you know, the Paramedic Association came out yesterday and said they're stretched thin enough as it is right now, and with this closure, it's even going to stretch them thinner at the Sussex Health Center. And from my understanding, that the St. John Emergency Room and the Moncton Emergency Room are maxed out right now, basically 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So if we start shipping probably 85% of our patients to St. John and another 15 to Moncton, it's even going to make a worse situation in those two ERs. And I'm scared that the patients won't get the care that they need. And also in the Moncton ER, they're going to be getting patients from the riding of Kent North, I believe it is, and also from Sackville. So they're going to be overwhelmed too. So I'm not sure at the end of the day how that's going to help the emergency rooms in St. John and in Moncton with closing ours down.
Now, was there any sort of consultation with you ahead of this? I know the regional health authorities kind of put this plan together, and then it was unveiled Tuesday. Was there any consultation with local MLAs to say, you know, here's what's coming? Anything along those lines?
There wasn't really a whole lot through Horizon Health. I was invited to a meeting with Cabinet and the Premier probably about a week and a half ago, and it was laid out to all the caucus that was there, not only the ministers, but the backbenchers too, and the majority of them were there, and it was laid out. And my first question was, you know, have the local people been notified about this? And Horizon Health said that they would be notified, but as of last Thursday or Friday, that none the mayors or chief of staff or anybody wasn't notified. And basically, they weren't notified until Tuesday. So the communication wasn't real good on that. In my estimation, they should have reached out probably a couple months ago to the mayor and chief of staff and a few other people and get them in a room and say, you know, this is what we're looking at. What do you think? But that didn't happen, and we can't do anything about that past. We learn from it. We move ahead here.
Now, even though you're not going to support this this particular decision by the Conservative government, as you mentioned in your post, you know, you still want to support other motions. You're still a proud member of the Conservative Party. Are there any concerns that, you know, kind of going against the grain with the Conservatives could potentially cost you, that, you know, they may look to not have you want to be a progressive Conservative member anymore?
That really hasn't crossed my mind. I wanted to get this decision made today, and that's something that I'll look at, or, you know, other people will look at. But as far as I'm concerned, I'll be the PC MLA for the riding of Sussex Fundy St. Martins for as long as my constituents want me, and I'm very proud to be a PC MLA with Premier Higgs and Minister Fleming. I have the highest respect for both of them. They're not only my caucus members, I consider them very good friends today, tomorrow, and next week and next year.
And lastly, I know the Liberals, Kevin Vickers, has said that he would look at putting forward a non-confidence motion in an effort to stop these changes from happening. Have you given any thought at this point to, you know, that you may potentially vote in favor of a motion like that if it were to come forward?
I haven't given that a whole lot of thought. I'll cross that bridge basically when I come to it. We'll see what happens in the future. We go back to the House on legislature on March 10th for the reading of the budget by our Minister of Finance, and we'll see what happens then.
That is Brad Perry's conversation with Sussex Area MLA Bruce Northrup. The leader of the Liberal Party says he's not happy with the decision to shut down the hospitals overnight. Kevin Vickers says he's ready to take action against the Higgs government as soon as possible. He's threatened to call a non-confidence vote and pull their speaker from the legislature, triggering a potential election. Paul Sambi's Danielle McCready spoke with him Tuesday afternoon following the announcement.
What are you feeling? What are you thinking?
Well, I guess 3 points, Danielle. The first one, we think this is totally unacceptable. This is first and foremost a health and safety issue. A health and safety issue that's putting New Brunswickers at risk, and certainly an increased risk for their well-being. We think that these actions or announcement, if it were to come to be, would also worse for our weak and vulnerable, our children and our elderly people that would find a different environment in which their health care is looked after. And the second big point is we are so outraged by this announcement that we, the Liberal Party, are committed to bringing down this government first opportunity, the first confidence vote. These changes are drastic changes. They're putting New Brunswickers' lives in danger, and there is no mandate. There's been no mandate given to the government to introduce these types of measures. The last election campaign, Premier Higgs and the government, they ran on the issue of no hospital closures, but also maintaining levels of service. And this flies in the face of that, and there's no mandate from the people of New Brunswick for something of this nature. And should we get back into power, Danielle, or should I become premier, this will be the first thing. If the services are cut, we will reinstate those services immediately for the good health and safety of our New Brunswick citizens.
Mm-hmm. So I know the Leg sits again in March. Is this something that you could possibly call a confidence vote over?
Well, it would be up to us to call the vote, but whatever piece of legislation that this is going to be on with the budget, we would certainly vote against it. And we'd also look at anything that we could do to call a non-confidence motion against the government.
I guess it's fair to say that this is not something that you were expecting at all to come out of the government?
Well, we knew that there was going to be changes, and you know, this is a minority government, and minority governments are supposed to work together by being collaborative with one another and working with one another for the good of the province. And I received a phone call at the last moment, and, you know, it's not that the Liberal Party is against change and reform in the health care under the financial pressures that the province is facing. We all understand that, but we just as a party cannot tolerate the idea of our weakest and most vulnerable and having actually a decrease in emergency services at rural New Brunswick.
I know that New Brunswick, you know, has been struggling with, you know, wanting to improve its health care. That's one of the big priorities that they have under this term. I guess, how would you do things different if you were Premier, Kevin?
Well, first of all, I think, you know, first and foremost, the bottom line would be is whatever we do, we should never endanger the health and safety of New Brunswickers. So first rule of thumb is do no harm, and this has potential doing great harm. If you look across the country, in my previous life, previous experience up north, for example, as a young Mountie, we had nurse practitioners in emergency rooms in the smallest of communities in very isolated areas. So this is certainly one way that the government could consider keeping these emergency rooms open, is having nurse practitioners on hand to provide that service in case in the event of emergency. And we all know we don't time our heart attacks and we don't time our car accidents. We never know. And I really found it disingenuous of the government. You hear the number, well, there's only five people a night attending these facilities. Well, if you do the quick math, that's 11,000 New Brunswickers in a year that attend our hospitals, these regional hospitals, these rural hospitals, for emergency medical assistance. To have 11,000 people being told, well, in some cases, like in Plaster Rock, where you'd have to drive well over an hour should there have been an industrial accident up in the wood there, or even in Sussex at the Irving Wood Mill there, if a serious accident were to happen, these people would have over an hour to drive. I mean, this is just not acceptable. Every government, its priority is the well-being of its citizens. That's the first priority of government, ensuring the health and well-being of our citizens, and this is a step in the wrong direction.
I'm Danielle McCready.
Sussex Mayor Mark Thorne says he was disappointed to hear of the decision to cut ER hours overnight. Thorne says he understands the health system is under stress, but he doesn't think these changes will be helpful. Pulse MB's Stephanie Sirois spoke with him earlier this week.
What was your immediate reaction to hearing about these emergency room closures?
I'm disappointed. I understand that our health system across the province is under a great deal of stress, and I understand that the province, you know, has to do all it can to find efficiencies and try to improve services. But closing emergency room services from midnight until 8 o'clock in the morning, I don't believe are productive or helpful to anyone. You know, when you look at six hospitals across the province. That's probably offer emergency services to a few hundred thousand people, and there's no opportunity to have access to those services between midnight and 8 o'clock in the morning. I don't think it's a question of if something terrible will happen. I think it's a question of when.
Mm-hmm. And if, of course, if you had to use the emergency room services, this will take you out of the way too. Where's the closest place that people in Sussex will end up going to?
Typically, people in Sussex go to St. John. Perhaps some people on to the east of Sussex may go to Moncton, but typically most people do head for the regional hospital as an alternate place to receive services, and that's approximately 50-minute to one-hour drive from Sussex. In bad weather, it could be longer.
If someone is calling an ambulance, that same trip of 50 minutes into the nearest possible ER still applies. And that's just if there's an ambulance within the area of Sussex. So what are your concerns on that?
Yeah, I think that the closure of the ER is going to have a bit of a domino effect on other services. You know, we know that Ambulance New Brunswick is probably stressed themselves right now. And so when you have to commit more of your resources to transporting people from our region to the St. John region when that's necessary, that's going to create more stress within the region that ambulance was intended to cover. So does Ambulance New Brunswick respond to that by bringing in more ambulances and increasing costs, or do we have an area that isn't receiving the proper coverage that it should be? I have no answer to that.
And they'll also be bringing in a nurse practitioner into the area to help with diagnoses and with other health concerns. Will that be enough for what one health?
Well, yeah. Well, bringing in a nurse practitioner is wonderful. I think there isn't anyone in the province that wouldn't say that is a great thing. They're looking at hiring 32 nurse practitioners across the province, with bringing one to our community. That's going to probably go a long way to help, you know, take the stress off emergency services during the daytime, to help streamline the less important cases. But that said, a nurse practitioner is not a trade-off for the closure of emergency services between midnight and 8 a.m.
And you were mentioning a domino effect. What else do you think comes initially to mind when you think of this emergency room being closed down?
Well, aside from the direct impact it could perhaps have on people affected by emergencies themselves, it has an broader effect on the community. You know, there isn't a single community in New Brunswick that isn't trying its best to grow, attract more people, be more prosperous, and offer more services to enhance the quality of lives of the people in the region. And when you select six regions and remove those emergency services throughout the night, then what you've done is you've made that that community less attractive. Now, you know, that directly goes to economics and quality of life. But again, my focus would be on people themselves that have found themselves in an accident or have had a stroke or a heart attack in the night, or a child that wakes up in some sort of distress. They are no longer going to have the access to health care that they should have when sometimes seconds count.
How do you think Sussex is going to be able to respond to this? And how do you think other areas are going to respond to this, preparing for it in the meantime?
I think that every region, the six affected regions, are going to respond to it probably in exactly the same way. I see on social media today and yesterday and with the phone calls that I'm receiving, that the pending closure of the ERs is sort of galvanizing people in such a way that I haven't seen in a very long time. So I think that it's important that people ensure that their voices are heard. Now, whether that's reaching out to their MLA and the health minister and the premier, you know, they need to make their thoughts very clear to what's just happened.
Do you have any last thoughts regarding this emergency room closure that you would like to share?
Well, I would just like to say that it saddens me when on presumably the basis of the efficiencies that we have the CAOs of the two health networks and the premier himself saying that they want to do the things that ensure that all residents of the province have health care available to them when they need it. And by removing ERs within the province between midnight and 8 a.m., I just don't see how the two align.
Recent healthcare changes getting mixed reviews from the New Brunswick Medical Society. Dr. Chris Goodyear says they have several concerns about overnight ER closures in six communities. Goodyear says they're worried about the ripple effects the closures will have on nearby emergency rooms.
We are already seeing stresses in a lot of these ERs right now. Government have reassured us that they are looking at that and that they are going to address that, but we haven't heard anything back concrete in terms of here's exactly what's going to happen.
Goodyear says their pleased nurse practitioners are being added at the affected hospitals and others, but he warns it won't fix the problem of patients waiting to be seen for urgent healthcare issues. On Friday, Deputy Premier Robert Gove announced he'll be leaving the Progressive Conservative Party. He held a news conference to declare he'll sit as an independent MLA. Having heard from several communities affected by ER closures announced earlier this week, Gove says he has to put the needs of his residents before the needs of the party. Gauvin's announcement leaves the PCs with 20 seats in the legislature, followed by the Liberals with 19 seats, the Greens and People's Alliance with 3 seats each, 2 vacant seats, 1 independent, and the Liberal Speaker. That's it for this week's show. I'm Tamara Steele.